This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum. Our topic is going to be an article from the March 2023 Journal of Dairy Science looking at the impact of yeast and essential oils on dairy cattle. This came out of the Penn State group with Dr. Histoff as one of the senior authors. What they did is they looked at yeast culture. Yeast cultures can impact rumen pH. It shifts volatile fatty acid production more towards acetate there, and it can reduce the risk of lactic acid buildup, which can really lower and impact the rumen environment. We also know that essential oils have an impact on rumen dynamics as well. And so the question was, what do we do if we fed both of these together? And of course, the essential oil would have a role in the not only volatile fatty acid patterns, but methane production as well. So the objective was to determine if these two additives, when fed together or independently, would give us a biological response. So the group had 36 mid-lactation Holstein cows. 10 of them were first lactation cows, known as primiparous, and 16 of them were multiparous or second or greater cows. They had three groups. One group fed a 14 grams of a yeast culture product. The second one was 1 gram of cinnamon, Eugenol, and Capsaicin essential oil. Third group was a combination of both of those products. Unfortunately, there was no control group in here, so we don't know what the control cows may or may not have done as well. They would then top test this product once a day for 8 weeks. That could be an important factor because some of the essential oils or products only are effective for 6 to 8 or 10 hours. The research, no impact on dry matter intake, milk yield, or feed efficiency, milk components, or energy-corrected milk. There was some changes in total tract digestibility. The essential oil treatment by itself had lower proportions of short-chain fatty acids in milk fat, probably reflecting the decrease in acetate production in these cows as well. A combination of both the essential oils and the yeast product here had a lower nitrogen excretion in the urine, and with the essential oils and the combo products, there was a decline in GLUT monocytes, and this probably will be important, as you'll see a bit later, on inflammation. So, Bill, what's our take-home messages on this study from Penn State? Well, certainly we saw the shift in de novo synthesis with essential oils, and as we mentioned there, probably reflects the fermentation of acetate or production of that VFA, which is one of the building blocks for synthesizing fat in the mammary gland of cows. The shift in monocytes probably indicate a potential anti-inflammatory effect. This could be really important in early lactation cows because of inflammation due to the calving process here. The lower urinary losses, Bill, are going to be a plus because it means we get improved nitrogen utilization. I went back to the paper and I could not find any milk urea nitrogen data, which would be another useful tool to look at. Interesting, there was no major shifts in some of the key measurements that farmers are interested in: dry matter intake, milk production, energy-corrected milk at this point. And finally, we had these mid-lactation cows, and our listeners may think, wow, 92 pounds of milk these cows were under here, eating 61 pounds of dry matter intake. So they had a feed efficiency 1.5. So these are extremely high-producing cows by any measure of it. So certainly our take-home messages include that it looks like these two products can have some biological impact in early lactation and mid-lactation cows. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
We're back at the Animal Ag Alliance 2023 with Sheridan Wilson of University of Nebraska-Lincoln. What does this organization really represent?
I think it's a great picture of unity in the ag industry. I hear a lot about how we need to be more unified. We need to, you know, work on improving XYZ. But this is like a true picture of what it looks like to come together and to really put up a solid front and tell our story.
So has it been fun for you so far?
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Sheridan Wilson at University of Nebraska-Lincoln, a College Aggie Online scholarship recipient. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.